Hello, hello. Welcome to the Surrender Break Room for Leaders. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I am Dr. Celeste Owens, your host. So glad you're hanging out with me on this Monday or whichever day you're listening. Just glad you're listening and hanging out, and I hope you're learning something. Make sure you report back to us and let us know how this has been a blessing to you. We would love to hear from you. So, you know, each and every week I have a topic for you, and this is a topic that will affect every human being. If it hasn't affected you already, everybody will experience this sometime in their lifetime, typically in childhood. But this whole idea of being rejected, what is it like, or how do you go about rejecting rejection? I wrote a book called The 40-Day Surrender Fast, and as you know, I'm an international speaker. I'm an author of several different books. And one of the books that I wrote again is the 40-Day Surrender Fast. And I actually have a devotional chapter called Reject Rejection, because you got to get to a place where you can have a thick enough skin that you can reject the rejection that comes, because it's going to come. And I'm going to talk today about four ways to really get to a place where you can move past rejection. Sometimes people experience rejection and think that their whole life is on hold, or, you know, they can't go forward. And sometimes they don't go forward. Sometimes people get stuck in that space. And I want to make sure today that you don't get stuck in that space. So that's what we're talking about today. And I do a lot around surrender, and surrender is doing God's will His way all the time. And in this area of my life, I had to learn how to do God's will. And His will is that, you know, that we don't put all of our credence, all of our trust in man, but that we should trust Him with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, being, because God can be trusted, and He will not reject you. He is the one who can be trusted. And not to say that people can't be trusted. Of course they can be, but people aren't perfect. And even people who love you will reject you. I was speaking with someone the other week, and she was having a challenging time because she wants to be married, but she heard someone say to her that you have to get to a place where you recognize that that person that you marry, that your husband, will at some point hurt you. And she was just struggling with getting past that idea that that person could hurt her. But I made that one of the things that I thought about early in marriage, because I did have this unrealistic expectation that Endel would never hurt me. And when he did, I was so wounded. Come on now. He's a human being just like anybody else. And of course, he's going to hurt me. And the inverse of that is true as well. I'm going to hurt him. So knowing that we're all human and fallible, I realized that I had to get to a place where I had to be strong enough, mentally strong enough to reject rejection. So I want to encourage you today, when God puts something in your heart, don't lose the faith. When God puts something in your heart and you're like, I know I'm going to go for it, I know this is something that God has ordained from the beginning of time, there will be obstacles that will come. There will be people who will be those obstacles, but we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness in high places. There are times when the enemy will use people to put a stumbling block in your way, but God wants you to keep the faith, knowing that if He said it, He is going to do it. So let me say this too, before we get into our points for today. Rejection stings. So I tell people rejection is my kryptonite. That's what I say. I tell people, I'm like, ooh, rejection is my kryptonite, because I would, in the past, like, jump hoops to not have to experience rejection. I would just, like, avoid it at all costs. And if I needed to make a request or ask for something, especially ask for something, I would think that thing through step by step. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You're probably sitting there laughing now. Step by step, thinking it through before I ask. And if there was any part of that think through that included them saying no, I was not going to ask. Nope, won't ask. And I might have said this before, but I had a sister-in-law who said, she was encouraging me to do something. And I was like, I don't want to do that. She was like, what's the worst they can say? No. The worst they can say is no. I'm like, exactly. That's the whole point. The worst they can say is no. So I am going to avoid asking. But I've learned, oh my goodness, I've been on this earth long enough now to know that we do need people. And we are going to get some no's. And there are going to be some people who are going to flat out say, you can't do it. You're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not. There are going to be people like that. But I've also learned that there are more people cheering you on, more people supporting you, more people knowing that there's something amazing in you. So those are the people we need to concentrate on. But you got to learn how to reject rejection. So that's what we're talking about today again, how to reject rejection. And I'm going to tell you the first one before we take the break. This is the first way to do that. First way to do it is so important. And I think some people skip this step in dealing with rejection is acknowledging your emotions. So, you know, I'm trained as a psychologist. I'm always wanting you to think about what you're thinking about. And you need to acknowledge your emotions. Don't deny it. Don't act like it wasn't a big deal or it didn't even happen. No, acknowledge it. Mentally strong people admit that they are disappointed. Man, that hurt. Oh, I'm so discouraged. No, anything like that. And I'm not saying to wallow in it, but you can't do the whole it's not a big deal, and it really is a big deal, because you're only going to prolong the pain by acting like it was nothing and it really was something. And what you don't what you try to conceal, you cannot heal. So what you try to conceal, you can't heal. So I've had plenty of times in my life where I've had to go back and say, oh man, that really hurt. And maybe even have a good cry or something like that. But you've got to be willing to do that. That's number one. You've got to acknowledge your emotions. And especially my gentlemen who are listening, you might have been told, you know, toughen up, be strong, don't cry, whatever. It's not going to work. So again, rejecting rejection requires you to acknowledge your emotions. So I have three more for you. Don't go anywhere, okay? But we do need to take a break. So after the break, I'm going to share my other three points. Chat with you in a sec.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Alrighty, you all, we are back, and I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and I'm your host in the Surrender Break Room on today, and we're talking today about how to reject rejection. Ooh, tough topic, right? At least for me it is. I told you right before the break, I always say that rejection is my kryptonite, and I've had to really learn to develop, to have a thick skin, and everybody's personalities are different, and I was really born sensitive. I was like one of those kids I remember there was a time in my childhood that I really pretty much cried every day. It was probably like 4 years straight, if not longer, like every day, even at school, which is crazy. Talk about not having any friends. Oh my goodness. So I'm telling you that I am speaking from experience that it's not easy to reject rejection, but it is possible. So I told you right before the break that the number one, not number one, but one of the ways in which you can get to this place where you can reject rejection is to acknowledge your emotions. So we just talked about that. Acknowledge your emotions. Don't ignore, but acknowledge. Jesus was rejected, right? So if he was rejected, we know we're going to be rejected. And he was rejected by, you know, men and by those who followed him, people who were close to him, even one in his own personal circle, Judas, rejected him. And Jesus, time after time, just kept taking it back to the Father and not holding a grudge and being forgiving. And that's the example that we have that is amazing and that we need to follow it as well. And he wasn't defined by his nose. He wasn't defined by those who thought he was blasphemous. You know, whatever it was, he wasn't defined by that. He was like, I am the Son of God. And, you know, he just kept acknowledging who he was. That should have been one of my points today, right? But it's not. But let's do number two. Number two. This is good right here, you guys. If you're taking notes, make sure you put a star by this one, because this one is good. That you have to get to a place where you view rejection as evidence you're pushing the limits. Oh my goodness, because when you don't stay in that comfort zone, when you push the limits, when you decide to do something different, oh yeah, you're going to experience rejection. You might as well expect it. Like, yeah, I'm going to get rejected, but you know what? I refuse to live in a box. And people desire to keep you, you know, in that kind of little square they put you in that box, because it makes the world feel safe. You know, I do it to people too. You know, and I try to acknowledge that if it does happen, because we keep our world safe when we know how people are, at least we think we know how they're going to respond and be. And when they do something different, you know, it's kind of so like the world is not, you're not in control, which you're not anyway. But that's why people do it. They just kind of keep you in the box, keeping you small. So when you are pushing the envelope, expect rejection. You might as well just do it. Just expect it. It's going to happen. And I remember when I grew up in Buffalo, and a lot of my friends after high school were just going on to either get married. I know, young, right? 19, 18. Nothing wrong with that. Or just getting like a job. And I was pursuing college. And I remember when I was in graduate school and came back to visit in Buffalo, one of the people who I'd been friends with was like, oh my goodness, you and all this school, you're not going to even get a husband. You're not like this real negative, but laughing with the negative. And I'm like, oh my goodness. But you know what I realized now? I was just really pushing her ability to feel comfortable, because I had just been breaking out. You know, I had broken out of this box that, you know, most people expect to be to stay in. I left town and all of that. And you know what's interesting too, you guys, that years later, after I had finished all the, you know, I had gotten my doctorate, went back, that same person came up to me and was like, you did it the right way. I was like, huh? Yeah, you left high school, went straight to college, finished college, now you're married, you have children. She's like, you did it the right way. I was like, wow, thank you very much. Not often that you get somebody who rejects you to come back and say, I was wrong. I judged you inappropriately or, you know, wrongly, and I'm giving you your props. So that's kind of cool too. But you don't always get that. Most of the time you won't get that. So don't expect it. But do expect people to reject you because you're pushing the envelope. Number three, you guys, number three, treat yourself with compassion. So when you're learning to reject rejection, make sure you treat your own self with compassion. Don't reject yourself. Check your negative self-talk. You know, somebody rejects you, make sure you're not getting into, you know, into the space of just being so negative on yourself and beating yourself up. I remember when I was looking for a literary agent for my first book, The 40 Day Surrender Fast, I was looking for someone to I needed a publisher, but you had to go through a literary agent first. So So I was looking for a literary agent, and I remember when I finally got a literary agent to read my manuscript, I was so excited. I was like, I'm an in, because I knew someone else personally who they had managed. But I got this note from them that was like, hey, great, you wrote this book. You and your friends seem to have had a great time doing that fast, and good for you, but this book has no marketable value and we can't take it. Goodbye and have a nice life. I was like, oh my goodness, this book has no marketable value. Well, really? Maybe I should just stop. Maybe I need to quit. So first I had to acknowledge my feelings that I was disappointed, that, you know, that it was a surprise and it hurt. Yep, that was number one, right? Acknowledge your feelings. Then I had to realize that I had just written something. This is pushing the limits, you guys. Written something that is not common. This whole 40-day surrender fast was not common. Wasn't something people had really had heard of. And then I had to treat myself with compassion instead of beating myself up. Oh, you wrote this book. It's just not even good. You and your friends had fun. You know, I'm just repeating back her words. Like, no. There has to be somebody else out there who's interested in this book. And guess who that somebody else was? Me. I became my own publishing company. And 5 books later, bam, it's me, Good Success Publishing, publishing my own works, keeping my own profit. Reject rejection, y'all, because there's a better way. Reject rejection. And number four, last one, you guys, refuse to let rejection define you. Refuse to let it define you. Don't let it, that no be who you say you are. So I remember when I was looking for an internship to complete my doctorate, and the first three, whatever, I got, you know, rejection letters from those. It's probably more than three for sure. And I was ready to give up. And my dad was like, no, look again. And I went back and looked again and ended up finding the most perfect internship. Oh my goodness. It was so amazing. So when you get those no's, don't make sweeping generalizations that I'm just not good enough. Nobody's going to want me kind of thing. No, don't let that no define you. Keep going. If you know that God has put something in your heart and that he is pushing you in that direction, reject rejection, you guys, and keep on going. So I hope this helps you today. I hope this really blessed you. Make sure you keep in touch with me. My website is drcelesteowens.com, and I'm at Dr. Celeste Owens on every platform. So make sure you hang out with me. And don't forget to come back next week. Next Monday, we're going to hang out again, and we'll have some other topic that we're going to explore and delve into. So be blessed, you all, and I'll catch you soon. Bye-bye.